College basketball action last night. Alex Dragovich hit four three-pointers and scored a career-high 22 points, leading Notre Dame to a 72-59 win over number 22 Pittsburgh in the Big East opener for both teams. Notre Dame extended its home win streak to 28 with that victory. Also a top 25 play, Ryan Evans had a career-high 22 points, and number 11 Wisconsin defeated injury-plagued Nebraska 64-40 in the Cornhuskers' inaugural Big Ten contest. Mike Scott scored 10 of his 17 points in a 12-point spurt early in the second half as number 23 Virginia overcame a sluggish start and beat Maryland Eastern Shore 69-42. Also in college basketball news, Rick Pitino dropped a bit of a bomb during a press conference before his undefeated and fourth-ranked Louisville basketball team hosts number 12 Georgetown for its Big East opener. The only man to lead three different schools to the Final Four says he won't coach past the 2016-17 season. That's when his current deal with the Cardinals expires. Pitino didn't use the word retire, but he has said in the past that Louisville would be his last coaching stop. He's 253-96 in his 11th season at the school, and he led to the national semifinals in 2005. The former Providence and Kentucky coach signed a four-year contract extension in August. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes open up the Big Ten race at home tonight. They'll face off against Purdue. The Hawkeyes are 8-5, but the competition gets much tougher against a Purdue team that's 10-3.
I think it's important that we come into the game with the right mindset, follow the game plan, and play well. I think that's critical. At that point, it'll come down to one team's making shots versus another.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes have won three in a row and have made strides the past few weeks, but McCaffrey says it will take consistent efforts to compete in a tough Big Ten race.
We can't have 6-7 minute stretches where nothing goes right. We've got to be able to share the ball and play solid defense and win the battle of the glass and shoot the high percentage shots. And if we do that, then we'll be in good shape.
Senior Robbie Hummel leads the Boilermakers at more than 17 points a game after suffering knee injuries in each of the past two seasons.
I think anybody can have an injury. It happens all the time. But when you work so hard to come back and then it happens again, I think that's the guy that you really feel for. I've been impressed with how he has approached coming back for a second time and the role that he's in. He's still the guy, and that's not easy to do when you're coming off of two knee surgeries, but he's handled that well. He makes big shots. He makes big plays. He settles everybody down, and I'll tell you what, he's really impressed me.
McCaffrey says the Boilermakers are a confident and fundamentally sound basketball team.
They have, I think, a presence about them that sort of expects to win. They've been winning, and they've got players that have been through it and have won, and they expect to win. And so when you're playing a team like that, then it's very simple. You have to execute, not turn the ball over, match their intensity level, and then you have to beat them.
It'll be an 8:30 tip time tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We'll have it for you live here on the radio. Pre-game coverage getting underway at 7:30 tonight here on KJAN. Well, the Drake Bulldogs will put a 10-game home winning streak on the line tonight as they host Indiana State in the Missouri Valley Conference opener for both schools. The Bulldogs are 7-4 heading into the league race, and one of the reasons is the emergence of junior Ben Simons, who's averaging just over 15 points per game.
It's a product of hard work. There's no magic formula. He's worked hard, and he's talented, and he's a really good kid, and he has a high basketball IQ, so we just hope he continues to play at the level he's been playing at.
That's Drake coach Mark Phelps, who says experience is a big factor in his improved play.
He's becoming the guy that we recruited. I mean, he had a terrific senior year in high school. He averaged almost 30 points a game, so it's something we know he can do, score it, shoot it. He's just working hard. He's an older guy. He's a junior now. He's not a sophomore. He's not a freshman. And I think his teammates are doing a really good job finding him.
Simon says that he's playing right now with a lot of confidence.
I feel like I've been shooting it pretty well. As a team, we've been playing pretty well together. Those last couple games, we've really been sharing the ball. And I think that really helps it when everybody gets touches on the ball and everybody gets the ball where they like it.
Indiana State is 9-2, and they expect to be in the title chase this season. The Sycamores are 2-1 on the road, including a victory at nationally ranked Vanderbilt. NBA basketball action last night. It was Atlanta beating New Jersey 106-70. Miami outscored Boston 115-107. Milwaukee downing Minnesota 98-95. Portland over Sacramento 101-79. The Lakers beat Utah 96-71. In the National Hockey League last night, Calgary beat Columbus in a shootout 2-1. It was Montreal over Ottawa 6-2. Pittsburgh beat Carolina 4-2. Tampa Bay downing Philly 5-1. Detroit 3-2 over St. Louis. Florida beat Toronto 5-3. And Winnipeg 4-1 over Colorado. In college football, Purdue recovered two onside kicks, and Raheem Mostert returned a kickoff 99 yards for a touchdown before halftime to give Purdue a big lead, and the Boilermakers held on to beat Western Michigan 37-32 in the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl. The Broncos had the ball with a chance to go ahead, but their comeback hopes ended when quarterback Alex Carter fumbled for his fifth turnover with just under 2 minutes left. The Boilermakers were up 27-15 at halftime after third-string running back Reggie Pegram scored the first two touchdowns of his career. Both teams finished 7-6. Purdue finished on a four-game winning streak after being in the postseason for the first time since 2007. Western Michigan is now 0-5 in bowl games. Mike Glennon threw for 264 yards and three touchdowns, and David Amerson returned an interception 65 yards for a touchdown as North Carolina State defeated Louisville 31-24 in the Belk Bowl. T.J. Graham made the most of his final game at NC State with seven catches for 116 yards and two touchdowns, including a 65-yard score on a nifty catch and run as the Wolfpack overcame a series of special teams blunders to hold off a late charge from the Cardinals. Amerson had two more interceptions to give him 13 on the season. That's the most in the country and sets a new Atlantic Coast Conference record. The Wolfpack finish 8-5. Louisville winds up 7-6. Well, Norm Parker has a big challenge in his final game as a member of the Iowa coaching staff. The retiring defensive coordinator has to find a way to slow down an Oklahoma offense that averages more than 40 points and 532 yards per game. Parker says the Hawkeyes need to be ready for the speed at which the Sooners play.
And then not only the speed that they execute the play, but the time there is in between plays. It's almost like they line up and run a play faster than you can get lined up. It's as fast as you can get lined up. You know, then they run another play. Then they run another play. And they'll go with no gain, no gain, no gain, and then all of a sudden it's 15 yards, 20 yards, 25 yards, and they're in the end zone. You know, but it is boom, 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 boom. It's the speed that they run in between the plays.
Parker says the Sooners will try to snap the ball as many times as possible.
You can see they get teams out on the field, and they must, you know, they get tired. But there isn't any of that waving your hand, hey, coach, I'm tired, get me out of here. There's not time to get you out of there. Stay in there. You know, I mean, they go fast. They go fast. It's fast break football. It's like fast break football. If they were a basketball team, they sure as hell don't need a shot clock, all because that ball will be gone.
Parker says it'll take an outstanding effort from the Hawkeyes to slow them down. The Sooners lost their top rusher and top receiver due to injury this season, but Parker says they still have plenty of weapons.
They just reload. They just reload. You know, I mean, they take this guy out and put that guy in. Different number. You know, same ability, different face. I mean, you know, different size. They lost two great players, but, I mean, they've got great players. You know, they've got a great football team. They've got a great football team. Talent-wise, they're probably as good as anybody.
Hawkeyes and the Sooners will match up in Friday night's Insight Bowl. You can catch that game here on the radio. 7 o'clock Friday night is the pregame show. Late night start out in the desert as they'll kick it off at 9 o'clock. In NFL news, Tom Brady is one of 8 Patriots and Patrick Willis one of 8 49ers to make the Pro Bowl. That's the most on each roster. Defending Super Bowl champion Green Bay, led by starting quarterback Aaron Rodgers, and Baltimore, led by veteran linebacker Ray Lewis, have 7 apiece for the January 29th game in Honolulu. The NFL announced those rosters yesterday. Brady is one of 7 starters from New England. The others are receiver Wes Welker, tight end Rob Gronkowski, defensive tackle Vince Wilfork, defensive end Andre Carter, and guards Brian Waters and Logan Mankins. Evans. All are starters for the AFC from the Patriots. Special teamer Matthew Slater is the other New England representative. Linebacker Willis, defensive end Justin Smith, cornerback Carlos Rogers, and tackle Joe Staley will start for the NFC for the 49ers, who had only Smith and Willis make the Pro Bowl last year. Green Bay's Rogers is the starting NFC quarterback, backed by record-setting Drew Brees of New Orleans. In other NFL news, the NFC West champion 49ers have released Braylon Edwards. The veteran receiver has struggled following surgery on his right knee earlier this season. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin says injured quarterback Ben Roethlisberger and center Marquise Pouncey have a shot to play in the regular season finale against Cleveland. Both sat out last weekend's 27-0 win over St. Louis with high ankle sprains. Pittsburgh can capture the AFC North crown with a win and a loss by Baltimore. The Steelers can win the North and be the top seed in the AFC if they beat the Browns, and the Ravens and the New England Patriots both lose. One day after Bears coach Lovie Smith refused to rule out quarterback Jay Cutler and running back Matt Forte from this weekend's season finale, Chicago placed both of them on injured reserve. The Bears have lost five straight since Cutler went down with a broken thumb on his throwing hand, and they've been eliminated from playoff contention. Forte suffered a sprained MCL in his right knee 2 weeks later. The Bengals have placed wide receiver Andre Caldwell on injured reserve with a hernia. The fourth-year player saw action in 13 games this season with two starts. He has 37 catches for 317 yards and three touchdowns. A judge has set a February 16th trial date for Packers linebacker Eric Walden on a disorderly conduct domestic abuse charge. That's just 11 days after the Super Bowl. Walden spent the weekend after Thanksgiving in jail following his arrest on November 25th following a dispute with his girlfriend, and he has continued to play. The Washington Redskins have released running back Ryan Terrain, who started four games this season, but fell behind rookies Roy Helu and Evan Royster on the depth chart. Terrain rushed for only 200 yards this year, with 135 coming in the win over St. Louis on October 2nd. And the Packers report that they've sold nearly 250,000 shares of stock in the team, and they'll offer 30,000 more shares. Green Bay put the shares on sale December 6th at Packers.com. Buyers can call themselves NFL owners, though the stock value won't go up, and there'll be no dividends. Proceeds will go toward a $143 million expansion of Lambeau Field. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.